Pro-Palestinian activists rally at UCLA as police prepare to remove encampment. By Joel B. Polak on May 1, 2024. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators rallied at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, on Wednesday evening as Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, officers arrived in riot gear to remove their week-old encampment. Breaking, per LAPD source, LAPD has just gone into a citywide tactical alert as tension builds at UCLA campus. Larger numbers of LAPD in riot gear now arriving on campus near the encampment. pic.twitter.com/CJLLS0AOFH. Bill Mulligan, at Bill Mulligan underscore, May 2, 2024. Earlier Wednesday afternoon, the LAPD warned the activists to leave the encampment or face arrest. The activists cheered and resolved to stay, as supporters flocked to UCLA from elsewhere in the city to offer moral support. As riot police massed near the encampment, and prison buses reportedly waited on nearby Wilshire Boulevard, the activists held a rally, with chants of Free Palestine, see, Sape Waday. And the people, united, will never be defeated. They also chanted from the river to the sea/Palestine will be free, which is widely considered an anti-Semitic chant. Roughly half of the world's Jews live in Israel, the historic and religious homeland of the Jewish people for millennia. And they chanted long live Intifada and Intifada Revolution. The term Intifada refers to Palestinian uprisings in the 1980s and 2000s. The latter was a brutal campaign of terror that killed over 1,000 Israelis, mostly civilians. Since its establishment last Thursday, the encampment had occupied the central plaza of campus in front of Royce Hall, building barricades and forcibly denying entry to students, journalists, and members of the public. This journalist was assaulted by the masked guards of the encampment. UCLA appeared to delegate security authority to the encampment guards. Jewish students feared for their personal safety and were unable to pass through the area. The UCLA administration declined to call police onto campus until pro-Israel vigilantes attacked the encampment overnight from Tuesday into Wednesday, pulling down the barricades and clashing with activists for hours. On social media, activists claimed that police deliberately neglected to protect them because they are on the side of the Zionists. In reality, UCLA security had protected the encampment for days as the administration kept police out. Earlier Wednesday, members of the encampment held a press conference and complained about the lack of police protection. Ironically, as Fox News' Bill Mulligan pointed out, one of the activists' demands is to abolish university police. The anti-Israel protesters at UCLA just held a press conference where they said they were victims of a life-threatening assault at the hands of Zionists last night. They complained that police didn't do enough to intervene. However, their demands include abolish policing. pic.twitter.com/bt5aqy3nzf. Bill Mulligan, at Bill Mulligan underscore, May 1, 2024. Members of the Jewish community were alarmed by the encampment and its radical, anti-Semitic rhetoric. The neighborhoods near UCLA are home to significant numbers of Jews, notably immigrants from Iran. The overnight clashes finally provoked Governor Gavin Newsom, D., and LA Mayor Karen Bass, D., to react to the situation. Bass vowed that those responsible for the violence overnight would be prosecuted. UCLA Chancellor Jean Block added that students who were found to have participated in the vigilantism would be arrested and would face disciplinary procedures. It was a swift response compared to the week of tolerance shown toward the encampment. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.